Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome into a Wednesday. Everybody's recharged after a Tuesday.
Yeah,
a little rough last night. We went to four overtimes in the eighth grade football game last night. So, you know, there was not a lot of time to...
I was thinking you went four overtimes in...
Oh, I wish. That'd have been good. That'd have been real
one night
nice.
In Fesco's house.
One night in Overland Park. Two people went to four overtimes.
That'd be a hell of a 30 for 30.
It would be, actually, yeah. People be interviewing me. I can't believe you could do that.
You can do anything you put your mind to.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right.
Which baby. Is actually a lie.
It really is. Yeah. So is taking advice from actors and rich people, too.
Yes.
You can do anything you want. Okay.
Sure you can.
Yeah.
If you just have about $1 million.
That's right.
No, this is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey with us as well, our executive producer. You can find us on Twitch or YouTube or Twitter, whatever you want to do that with. You can go look up Fesco and Dusty. You will see we are both wearing very plain sweatshirts today.
Yeah, no doubt, yes.
White and bubblegumish red.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of color that is. A little off red, maybe.
A little
light red or
little
whatever
bird dog?
It is. No, it's actually 32 degrees, $5 a piece. I bought every color they had.
I mean... Luxuries of radio, you can wear whatever the hell you want.
That's right.
Well, yes. Unless you're interning and your shirt says blanks in here is why we're here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah,
that
I remember somebody did that on their first day.
We're like, that was me.
You're going to have to change that shirt.
I wore a Lake of the Ozarks shirt on my first day of interning with a mermaid with boobs out.
Yeah, that's right. We're like, you probably can't do that. I think that was the big boss even came up to you that day and
that's
said
right.
something, right?
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah, everybody came into the studio where I was recording. It was like Danny Parkins, Carrington Harrison, Bob Fesco, Josh Klingler. John Hansen, our boss, Dave, our big boss, and everybody just like, you might not be back tomorrow.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't wear that shirt. Oh, dude, I thought this was like a bar and we were just going to like talk about sports. That's actually a place of business, some people would say. But, I'm glad we don't feel it's truly a place of business. We just have fun talking about nonsensical things and keeping your mind off of reality at times, right? You know, I mean, that's what we try to do.
There was really not a whole lot. I think I watched Halloween Baking Wars last night.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's actually not bad. Because it's kind of unique because they'll make like skull cakes.
Yeah.
I sure as hell was not really diving into Yankees and real quickly before we get into your night, because your night's way more fun than mine. Is it a sourpuss mentality that I don't care, or is it because that's the team in the division the Royals are trying to beat and they can't? And then there's the Yankees who the Royals just lost to, and like I should be a sports fan and be able to give information, but I feel like I'm in the majority of this that nobody in this, but most people in this area could give a rip about this division.
Well, but that's baseball,
or
right?
This series.
And that's baseball, Susan. But that's baseball because baseball is as provincial a sport as they come, right? And if you have your team in it, you're watching, you're paying attention. But as soon as your team's knocked out, you don't care anymore. But it's not like the NFL where it's one game a week and it's, really one day, two games on a Sunday that you're going to sit down and watch. You're watching every night and you're bitter. Your team lost. And that's the way baseball fans are. That's the way baseball fans should be. You put it away for the winter, right? It's great when your team is in it. It's just not that interesting when your team isn't in it.
I couldn't get into it. It was that Netflix movie you and your wife settle on and you watch 30 minutes and you both look at each other like, I can't do this.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, and it was like, all right, I got to watch something else. So I'd flip over.
Right.
Hell, I watched Wheel of Fortune from 6:30 to 7.
Well,
I try to watch it every night.
Yeah,
but 6:50, I went and saw The Comet. It was awesome.
Yeah. See, again, I don't have that Western exposure.
Do a little
so
drive. Just a little drive.
Yeah. At that time of day, I'm like, I just want to sit outside and watch TV. Yeah. I don't want to go anywhere.
So that's where I was. I was just like, I don't know if anybody else is that way.
I don't blame you, but that's, in 14 and 15, we watched, obviously, we went all the way to the World Series. But once the Royals are out of it, I think that's just the general reaction of the average sports fan. And look, that's what we are. We're the average sports fan. We talk about it all the time. We're not getting deep in the numbers and in the weeds and talking about crap and all that kind of stuff. We're talking about what you guys are talking about. And I think after your baseball team loses, no matter what city you're in, you check out. It's just, it's not the NFL, right? It's not, you know, the NFL is really the only one everybody kind of stays around for. I wouldn't know much about hockey in the NBA once your team is out if you continue to watch the postseason. But look at the NCAA tournament. After the first weekend, if your team's not in it, are you really paying that much attention to the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight? Probably not. You may have it on in the background, but you're not as dialed into it. And that's the way sports fans are. There's only so much time in your life that you can, you know, you can contribute to watching games and whatnot. And when your team is out, life moves on and things happen. And, you know, you mentioned last night, you know, what went on. We had the city championships for middle school football last night. And, nice. And I'm not going to sit here and break down a middle school football game.
Please do.
But it kind of brings you back to, you know, what matters in life, right?
And are they always under center?
No.
They're shotgunning
it? Some of it a little bit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And they throw a lot more than anybody's ever thought in the past, you know, with eighth grade football. So California Trail's taking on PT Pioneer Trail, something like that. And it goes into four overtimes last night, right? Like, it's a scoreless tie after regulation.
Is it winner wins?
Winner
walk-off?
Wins city championship. Yeah.
But, like, if you score, it's over?
If you score second, it's over. Like, okay. Everybody gets a chance from the 10-yard line.
And then they reset, just like college.
Yeah. And so if you go first, then you go second the second time,
you
right?
You get three, they get six, obvious. Yeah.
Game over, okay. That type of stuff, right? And and nobody can kick at that level, right?
College kickers are bad.
You know, California Trail kid had an opportunity, the ex-boyfriend of my daughter, had an opportunity to kick the game-winning field goal. Everybody thought he nailed it, right? I guess it was wide left. I don't know. People are still talking about it this morning. I think he made that kick. Like nobody really knows. But, like, you know, I go to these games to watch my daughter cheerlead, right? I don't really get into the game. But this was one where, like, this is a 0-0 tie. It's going into the fourth quarter, and the time's running down, and all of a sudden the game's over. And, like, what are we doing? They're like, overtime, right? Goes into four overtimes, and California Trail ends up winning this thing in overtime. They score the touchdown, and then the other team gets their opportunity. They get a penalty. It's a 5-yard penalty, and then that pretty much changes the entire game, right? And so
are
they don't
you
get
intrigued
in.
Or just hoping somebody please win?
At first you're like hoping somebody please, because it was cold out yesterday, right? It was a little chilly
still
yesterday.
Cold.
Yeah, it's brutally
34.
Cold. But it's gonna warm back up. So but at certain points, like, all right, somebody just score. But then you start getting down to it, and like, everybody's in the bleachers, but then everybody all of a sudden is on the track and matriculating towards the end zone where everybody's playing, you know, the 10 yards and in. And so now, like, you got hundreds of people in the back of the end zone and crowding around, just waiting for something to happen and waiting for something to happen, and then you're into the fourth overtime, right? And you're like, oh, my God, this is awesome. At this point in time, now you're like, all right, I want to see something cool. I want to see something great. And going to four overtimes in middle school football is pretty awesome, right? And so, you know, the tying score is done by Tommy, who scores for California Trail, to tie it and send it, I think, to the third overtime. And his mother is one of the principals of California Trail. She's running around, that's my son! That's my son! And I'm like, that is a great parent moment to have, to see your kid do something like that, right? And then they miss the extra point, and so you're down to your fourth overtime and playing, and they scored the touchdown and then held Pioneer Trail or whatever it was, and it was 12-6 final, right? But, you know, I was texting you guys with the updates of the game, and Matt, and Max, like, man, I miss those days. I remember playing those middle school days. I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I saw a more intriguing game this calendar year than watching this thing go into four overtimes in middle school. It was so great. And then to see the kids win and celebrate.
Yes.
And, you know, there's not a lot you celebrate in life, right? And these kids were so happy because it was the innocence of just kids playing a kid's game. And we get to the collegiate level now, especially, and then to the professional level, and all that goes out the wayside, right? Nobody's playing it for the love of the game or having fun or for their teammates and all that kind of stuff. They're playing for the dough and all that. But to see the kids and the parents and everybody celebrate after the game, it was wild, man. And so congratulations, California Trail, because we're going to have to fire the coach, Ruiz, or whatever his name is, after the game, had they lost the city championship. So he would have had to go find another job. But they won, and it was tremendous. I don't know who had more fun, the parents or the kids at this point in time. And, you know,
like, sounds like the parents.
Yeah.
Sounds like Billy's mom or whoever it was.
Tommy's mom. Tommy's mom was running around, fired the F up, man. Like, she was ready to go. And all the dads like, you going to talk about this tomorrow? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
So where will most of these kids play high school?
Olathe East.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. On to Olathe East. I think they've lost one game in the 2 years that they have middle school football. So
the East is on the come.
They really are right now. Sweet. You better watch it, man. Tommy's come knocking at the door, number 44, playing middle linebacker and running back. You know, he's going to get out there. He's going to wreck some people in the future.
Speaking of 44, did you see that cat for Penn State this weekend, that tight end?
No. 17 catches. Oh, yeah, the guy who lined up as the center and then ran down the field.
I mean, that guy, put him on the Chiefs.
Can we have that this weekend for the Chiefs?
Please.
Like, that's a Carson Steele type of play, right?
Can you do that?
Why not? They did it in that Penn State game.
I didn't know, because I know the center's like, you can't hit him, right? Like, at least on, like, on punts and field goals.
Yeah, on that kind of stuff. But he was, like, lined up all the way to the left, and just nobody covered him, and he just went right down the field and boom, up over
the top.
That guy
seems like a guy that came out of California Trails.
Oh, yeah, he did. He definitely did, yeah.
California Dreams.
Yeah, it's California Trail.
Do you remember the show California Dreams?
I don't.
Oh, man,
who was in it?
I can't remember. Nobody that
amounted to anything.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think so. There might have been one. There's always like that one girl that's in like the sitcoms of like teen sitcoms that like makes it.
Topanga?
She was one.
Yeah.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Another one, yeah. Whatever happened to Winnie Cooper, though? She never really did much after. And now she's doing all these Hallmark movies now. But
yeah.
Danica McKellar. But you don't see her much in like mainstream type of
Elizabeth
stuff.
Elizabeth Berkley.
She was in Showgirls and pretty much ended after that, right?
Yeah. But she really sold that hot tub scene.
Yep. She was good.
Max never seen that.
No. He doesn't even know who Elizabeth Berkley
is.
Don't
know any of these.
There were two movies that came out when I was a kid that really like pushed the envelope.
Showgirls was college for me.
That was one. The other one was Striptease with Demi Moore.
Yeah.
And like those were two movies where it was like, I don't know if she watched those. Now, when I went back and watched them as I got older, I was like, this is what my parents were afraid of.
Exactly.
But then again,
right.
Like the times had evolved.
Yeah.
Right. Where like, hell, there was a naked woman in Titanic, which there wasn't any of that in Striptease. You didn't think, maybe there was, but like, boy, Demi did it for me when I was 8.
Did she have the short hair in that one?
No, she had the long hair. R.I.P. to Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
He was in that, too.
Burt
I sometimes
Reynolds.
Forget he's dead.
Burt, I mean, is he? Are we sure? Burt Reynolds, man? Burt Reynolds could walk into a room today and every woman would still be attracted to him.
Cop and a half. What comes after L? Bo. Love that movie, man. I love Cop and a Half. God. But no, I'm like you. Like, I find myself doing this. There's a guy that I'm friends with in our inner circle, and he's a big high school, like, guru. Like, both of his kids just got done playing football. At least I'm in North, where quarterbacks went on to play, like, football collegially. And every once in a while, like, I live, like, right behind Lee Summit High School.
Yeah.
So you hear, like, the Friday night drums. You hear all the, like, noises. And you're like, oh, we'll go check it out some night. And then you, like, kind of look at, you know, your local sports, like, you know, page. And you go over there, and you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, Lee Summit North versus Lee Summit West. Big matchup. We'll go check that out. And you kind of, like, lose yourself a little bit.
You do, yeah.
You kind of, like, look around. You're like, oh, man, I remember when I was over there, like, in high school, I'd go behind the bleachers. Or I remember getting a thing of nachos. They still have nachos here? Oh, yeah, they still got nachos.
Oh, they still got those nachos. Yeah.
The orange or the yellow chip with, like, the good fake cheese, you know?
So the ones they sell at Kaufman, you know?
Yeah.
You want jalapenos? Here's a bag.
You want a good soft pretzel? They got them at the high school games every single time.
But not at middle school game. No concession stand. The cheerleading coaches sell them, like, bottles. Of you know water
Aquafina,
not even that level, right?
You get blue Powerade Plus, and you get Aquafina or Dasani.
Yeah, here's a bottle of water and a soda.
No,
if
but
you
I
want
miss
it,
those but, days.
It's great. It's so much fun for the kids, and that's ultimately what it's about, right? Seeing the kids excited, seeing the kids win. They're going to go into school today. They got a half day today, and the rest of the week off. Parties are taking place at Paul Rudd's mom's house, and all this kind of stuff.
Half day and the rest of the week.
Well,
off.
It's conferences, you know, this week, so they get that. So they lucked into having which means you know I'm sure. Chauffeur after you know work today.
Yeah.
But
Andy's.
I don't know where it's going to be. I know I got to take him to get a flu shot. Other than that, I don't know what
get
else.
Get him
is
a
going
half
on.
Cookie. Have him get a cookie. Eat half. Half and try to take
go
it back.
Try to take it back. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly right. So fun, man. Congratulations to all the kids and coaches and everybody at California Trail for winning that thing yesterday. I feel bad for PT losing that game because man, they had the coach with the hat on backwards, like he was going to headbutt somebody.
Ooh.
He looked a little Dan Quinn-ish. Like at one point, I thought this guy's going to line up and get out here, right? You know, and like, but just the way that everybody just left the bleachers and was down there in the corner of the end zone watching this thing take place, and everybody's on the edge of your seat, and you're like, this is eighth grade, man. This is eighth grade. Like, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter, right? But it does. But it really does matter. And those kids are going to have that memory for their entire life of winning that eighth grade championship, and they'll go back and be their Al Bundys and all that kind of stuff. So, congratulations. Some people never win a championship at any level. I never did. I don't know if you guys ever won championships in anything. We never did. So, it's good to kind of, I'm talking reality.
You mean it's still real to me, damn it.
Real money. I was on the worst teams, had some of the worst coaches ever. So when I see these kids have success and have good coaches, I'm jealous. I'm envious of it. And that's why I love, you know, with the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City, the coaches and the CU and the Major Leagues Foundation, and honoring these great coaches that are out there. Because I never had a great coach in my life. Other than my dad, I never had a great coach. And I feel like I had something missing from my life when I see all of these great high school and middle school coaches and you know, kind of living that championship with those kids yesterday. Man, it was a lot of fun.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.